Live from the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio.
Chicago's new home of the White Sox.
ESPN 1000, WMVP Chicago.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Draft get underway at 6 o'clock on Thursday, or is it, when's the first pick?
Seven.
The
commissioner will come out and get booed if there's people there.
Yeah, there are. 50,000.
Yeah. So they'll come out, get booed at 7, and then that's when the draft will start.
All right,
and
so
then
we're,
the clock will start.
We're exactly 50 hours away. 50 hours from now, the NFL draft will commence. First round on Thursday. Bears draft 20th, or will they? Will they go up? We had a huge yelling discussion about the Bears and the way their makeup is in the front office with Ryan Pace and whether or not they need approval from ownership and all that stuff that we've talked a lot about, and whether or not the Bears will go up and get a guy like Trey Lance. Brad Biggs today in his mock had the Bears going up to number 4.
Do they have enough ammo to go do that?
Sure they do.
Do they?
I mean, look, if whatever they were offering for Russell Wilson, they would say, look, we'll offer that to you. They'll try to obviously offer less at that point. But if they if they were offering 3 first-round picks to go
up. So you're swapping this one.
Can't you, on draft night.
You can offer a fourth.
You can offer a fourth for it. And if that doesn't hit, you're already set back how many years over Mitch? That if you would have gotten Mahomes or Watson. How many years did that set you back? It's already, what, 5 years?
This would have been his 5th year.
And so, you know, that would set you back another 5 years. We'd be back a decade based on these two situations.
Someone argue you're not set back. You went to the postseason last year.
I'm glad. I was getting too mad early in the show. You almost pulled me back in. Before we get into any of that, if you want to weigh in, and Abdallah's got an interesting thought about second-round picks, and it was something that Albert Breer was discussing this morning at Cap. I want to play this. I went outside today for a walk. Usually the treadmill guy, usually watching on TV, little Get Up, little Cap and Jay Hood. Today was too nice. I don't want to sound too much like Cap either. I went out for a walk today, and you got to get moving, and as long as you're moving...
Did you come back and get some egg whites or something?
No, it was. I had a cup of coffee and I found a way to win a baseball game.
Did you? Yes. Were you wearing a tank top?
I was not wearing a tank top.
Okay.
But it was just, it was.
Would you like one?
It was too nice.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I used to love a tank top in college. Last time.
Really?
I used to be a tank top wearer. Is that weird?
No.
You were a tank top guy.
I was when I was a kid, yeah. It's been a while since.
Isn't there like a famous picture of you in a tank top, like when you were younger, with a mullet and the spiked hair?
Sure, I'm sure there's some from college as well.
Yes, I think that's when it's from. So here's how this starts: KJZ 5 to 7 every morning, right here on ESPN 1000. They did the mock draft, and the way this works is, I think they all taped their picks. Right? Isn't that how it was? Cap wasn't live for this, was he? They taped it, but they give the information about, so Cap knows who the previous 19 picks are.
Oh, boy.
And Jaylen Waddle was still on the board, believe it or not, at 20. And here was Cap on KJZ today making his selection with the 20th pick.
And that pick is in, number 20, KJZ mock draft, David Kaplan, ESPN 1000.
With the 20th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Greg Newsome II, cornerback, the Northwestern University.
It's so gag-worthy on many different levels. It really is. Like, the Northwestern University.
Obviously, he was trolling Ohio State fans, I guess.
The birds chirping, that was a nice addition there. And where is he? In Naples, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And you said he's done. He's basically doing everything that
but
he normally
would. Yeah, he's giving out picks for tonight's NBA action.
He
NBA
might as well just wait. Oh, yeah. That's the joke. So he is doing everything. But he might as well just wake up. I didn't say it. That was.
You dropped the mic right
that
there
was
and just go home.
Patrick Black.
I didn't say a word. Let the record be known.
He might as well have just done the show from Naples. Just wake up, grab a cup of coffee, do
it's
a radio
how he
show.
He likes the vacation, I guess. I mean, it's not the way I do, but to each their own. He's on everything, doing everything. So that was his pick. So Newsom's a nice player.
Yeah.
JD talked about him earlier.
I think he's probably, the second or third highest rated corner. There's Patrick Surtain. There's the kid from Virginia Tech that J.D. was talking about, and there's Newsom.
And he mentioned, J.D. was saying that Newsom's missed like 11 games, too, in his career over injuries. But the point is of this is Jaylen Waddle, who is like I think he's sixth on Kuiper's big board.
Jaylen Waddle was 9 on Waddle's big board.
All right, so he made it on your top 10.
Yeah.
And your big board coming up in a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Waddle falls to number 20. And here's Cap, and he didn't say his name. And Mel Kiper Jr. was none too happy. This reminded me of the old Colts argument.
Yeah, with Bill Tobin.
Yeah, this was great.
I'm just amazed. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know why everybody's passing on Jaylen Waddle. Are you kidding me? You got Andy Dalton with Chicago Bears quarterback. What's Andy Dalton need? He needs help. Okay, he needs help around him. A lot of players and playmakers. And Jaylen Waddle is there for both Washington and Chicago, and they're passing him up for defensive players that are good. Newsom's a good player, but he's had some durability issues at Northwestern. I like him, but I like Jaylen Waddle a lot better. When you're talking about a guy top 6 on the big board, and you're sitting there now with the 20th pick, and you need weapons for Andy Dalton, and you pass up Jaylen Waddle. This is the most, I think, I would say, if I'm going to criticize a pick, I'm criticizing heavily Washington and Chicago passing up, especially Chicago, more so than Washington. Tremendously critical of Chicago not taking Jaylen Waddle.
Take that, nation. Is but offended.
But Cap says he drafted with conviction because he said the Northwestern University. And he...
Listen, I agree with Mel here for a lot of reasons. But one is that you have spent and they need a corner. But you've spent a lot of your picks and a lot of your resources on defensive players and fixing your defense. You have a disproportionate amount of money spent on your defense. You need to find some guys that can get in the end zone and score some points. You haven't scored enough points the last
year. This is a stud falling into 20.
Yeah.
And you wanted to pick the Northwestern guy.
By the way, though, I mean, argue against myself. Isn't the kid from Minnesota, the Jefferson kid from LSU, who was marvelous this year? He's like the first all-pro wide receiver from the first round in forever, isn't he? Like, the first round has not been kind to teams that draft wide receivers. Now, with that said, I got 3 guys on my big board inside the top 10 that are all wide receivers.
That's why I like the offensive lines. Look, if Waddle's there... you would never pass him up, no. I don't think, at 20. But I like what JD said about if you're staying at 20, I like to get a tackle that you believe can solve an issue for many years.
Well, I think statistically, if you go back and look at the positions that are drafted in the first round, isn't the offensive line the least risky selection? Like, I think there are more first-round successes at the offensive line, whether it's tackle or guard, then it is other. Well, you still have to be good at selecting those players. But the hit rate on offensive linemen is significantly higher than all other positions, isn't
it? Yeah. And JD said something earlier, too. If you missed the interview, check it out on the ESPN Chicago app. All the pods on demand there. You can listen live there. And JD was talking about Ryan Pace has been notorious for drafting these linemen, most of them interior, and moving them around. Mm-hmm. You know, what is Whitehair? How many years did it take them to figure out he's a damn guard? You know, put him at guard and let him just maul guys. Don't make him your center. One minute Daniels is a center. The next minute Daniels is a guard. One minute Whitehair's a center. The next minute he's a guard. One guy's going inside. Another guy's going out. Draft a guy and lock down that position. You know what I mean?
Yes, I
do. Versatility is nice, but a lot of times when a guy is versatile, it means he's not great at one spot.
I have them selecting a tackle at 20. That's my prediction.
From Oklahoma State?
Yes. I hope the kid from Northwestern slips to them. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Slater, yeah. So the other part of all this, what were you saying before the show in the IDOT bullpen, Abdallah, about second-round quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, look, we've gotten a few calls, and we got a call last night to Bleck and Abdallah, which is coming up here at 6 o'clock. And it was like, hey there, guys, longtime Bears fan. I think that they should, you know, build this team on the offensive line, really build the line, and then take a quarterback in the fourth or fifth round like an Ian Book type guy, and, you know, maybe he turns into the next Russell Wilson. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. No. I will give you guys a quiz. I gave you the quiz. Play radio here. Give me the starting quarterbacks in the NFL that were drafted after the second round.
Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Prescott.
Three.
Andy Dalton. Going.
Andy Dalton.
Nope.
No,
Andy
he
Dalton,
was second
round.
After the third
Fitz,
round.
The second round.
Fitzy.
Fitz is like a half because he's not a franchise quarterback. You're not winning with him, but I'll give him to you. Four. There's one more.
Tom Brady.
He said Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
One more. Plays in the division.
Oh, yeah. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. So there's four and a half quarterbacks. Fitz doesn't really count in my book.
Whoa, it's fun.
He's not a franchise
Fitz
quarterback, though. He's not a franchise.
Fitz equals fun.
He's not a franchise quarterback.
Fitz equals fun.
He's a journeyman.
Four franchise quarterbacks in the NFL and one journeyman that were drafted after the second round. You don't find diamonds in the rough anymore. That doesn't happen.
No,
these guys
are
too
overdrafted in the first and second round.
They're overdrafted. They're heavily scouted. They play in pro-style offenses. The quarterback position has changed. You don't find Russell Wilson's. You don't find Tom Brady's. It doesn't happen. The Bears are projected to win 7.5 games. There's one position that you can draft that will change your fortunes. Offensive tackle isn't going to do it. You're not going to win more games by protecting Andy Dalton with one guy. You need a quarterback, and you need to jump up high for him because you're not getting it done with Ian Book in the fifth round. You might not even get it done with Kyle Trask in the third round.
But I'll give you, history also needs to be part of your decision-making process. And how many quarterbacks actually drafted in the first round and ones that you probably have to dive way up for actually make it as well?
That's
like, the hit rate on all these quarterbacks is so very
right. Like the Jets traded up for Darnold.
There's 32 jobs. That's it.
I get it. My point is to you, though, and I understand. Listen, if that's what they want to do, it's what they should be allowed to do. I'm not going to give up the excessive amount of draft currency it costs in 2021 to move up for a quarterback that hasn't taken an NFL snap. I'm just not going to do
it. All right, so here's what I want to ask you. Let's get some calls at 332-3776. On Friday, what would you say if you found out the Bears drafted up, they traded a bunch to get one of the top five quarterbacks? Will you say, attaboy, that's good, you got to go up and you got to get one of the big five? Or will you be mad because you don't trust these guys and then it leaves you for nothing in the next several years, and if this fails, you're going to be failing for many years as Bears fans, and we're going to sit here yelling about it for many years to come. 332-3776. And I'll tell you what scares the hell out of me about Matt Nagy next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Listeners, Lucas, who I did a podcast with a couple months ago. He's out in Arizona. We met him one day on the rooftop when we were broadcasting from spring training. He was the Uber driver who wanted to just give me a lift. I don't know if that rings a bell. I was waiting on an Uber to come, and he's like, I'm an Uber driver. I'll just give you a ride back to the hotel. And I'm like, I already requested the Uber.
Yeah,
nice guy. He DM'd me, and he said, what about the Bears going up to 4 and grabbing the Atlanta pick and Julio Jones? Throw everything in there. Grab the pick, grab Julio Jones, and you
First of all, you can't absorb his contract. Julio's scheduled to be a cap hit of what, 15? I think for it's either 15 for the team that acquires him and 25 for the Falcons or something in that neighborhood. The Bears have the least amount of cap space of any team in the league right now. He's 32 years old. He's been a great receiver. But I'm not going to give up currency, that kind of draft currency, or I'd rather give the money to Allen Robinson. Is what I would rather do.
Right.
Like, why do
he's
I need him?
He's injury prone, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, they found somebody that can. He's not Julio Jones, but Darnell Mooney is a guy that can contribute for you. Like, you should be able to find a guy like Darnell Mooney again in the third round.
Right.
Or somebody in the second round or
third
round.
It should have been Anthony Miller.
That's true. Is he still on the team?
I know. What about Akeem Hicks?
He is.
Jimmy Graham?
I think he is as well. But listen. Because they only have like $430,000 right now.
We don't know what's going to happen on draft night.
I don't know what's going to go on.
Pete on 90. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Pete?
Hi, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Couple things. I was just agreeing with what Waddle was saying earlier. I think feel like every time we try to move up in these drafts, we always seem to miss. I know we hit it maybe on Montgomery, but, you know, Anthony Miller, Trubisky, et cetera, et cetera. I think the only move is either we stick where we're at or maybe we've got to move back to acquire more picks just because we haven't done well as we've moved up. So, and as you guys mentioned, we've got no cap space.
Well, and Pete, to kind of build on what you're saying, look, their history in the first round has not been good. Roquan Smith has been a very good player. In fact, I think it was reported today that they're going to pick up his fifth-year option.
And someone wanted to know, is he the first Ryan Pace first-round draft pick to get their fifth-year option picked up?
Yes, because remember, Leonard Floyd, they did not. So, like, their draft history isn't very good, especially high up in the draft. So why would I want them to be giving up a lot of stuff? Like, it's not what I want. They should be allowed to do it if that's how they feel that they should, you know, approach it.
Matt Nagy says, look, I was involved in the Mahomes process. Trey Lance is the second coming of Mahomes.
Then they should go
Trey
get
Lance
him.
Is our guy. We're going to finally knock down this wall if we get Trey Lance. Then what do? You say, okay.
Go get him. Like, I'm not going to say, look, again, I'm for them going out and doing what they want to do. The ownership should allow them to do that. I personally wouldn't give up all those picks, but...
Right. I'll tell you about what I fear from Nagy here in a second. Matthew on the South Side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're good. Thanks.
Good, good. Hey, so if Vanilla Pace is allowed to move up again in the draft, just because we promised to stop, collaborate, and listen... I am literally, I think I'll physically get sick. I'm a season ticket holder, so this was fun. I get a phone number you can call to come up with the payment plan or tell them how you're going to pay them. And they're actually asking for your feedback when you call these nice, they're typically very nice. They seem like older women, but nice older women at the Bears ticket office that you get to talk to.
It's actually Virginia talking to you.
It could be. It may have been Virginia. Very, very nice. But it's and they're actually asking for feedback. And I probably went on for like 15 minutes, and I poured my heart out. This guy is, it's out of control. They love him. He like Waddle said, he's part of the family. That's fine. Kick him up somewhere else. I don't know. Put him in charge of, you know, facilities and birthday parties. I don't care. Just get him out of the draft room. He's killing us.
I know, Matthew. I'm with you. They should have. Hey, are you going to boo this year? Are you a booer in your seat?
You better believe it.
Let's hear it. What kind of booty you got?
What is that?
What kind of booty you got? Let's hear it.
I can't do it, guys. This is as riled up as I can get.
Somebody likes to make everyone do radio tricks. You don't have to boo for us, Matthew.
No, listen.
I literally had neck surgery yesterday afternoon. Oh. I'm at home recovering. Stayed overnight at the hospital. Shout out to my doctors and my nurses, but I'm not gonna, this is as riled up as I'm allowed to get right now.
Sylvie so just hurt himself booing.
I hurt my throat booing. Yeah. That was too loud.
Yeah. So good move, not
it was
to boo,
good move. Matthew. Feel better, all right, Matthew?
Thanks, Matthew.
Rock steady, guys. Thanks.
I love him. Matthew is a fun caller. I liked him. Tom in Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, guys? So my thought is the Bears are in purgatory. Apparently, they like being in purgatory, according to their press conference earlier in the year. So I'm just going to put my fandom into purgatory. And whatever they do, I'm, you know, just going to shrug my whatever. Like, I don't care if they trade up to get a quarterback. I don't care if they stay at 20 and get whatever. I don't care if they trade back. I just
get it right.
I just don't care anymore right now.
What, Tom, I care because I love the team, but like, I don't have this. I'm not going to have this crazy thought. Like, if they trade all these picks and move up and draft Trey Lance or Justin Fields, I'm going to be like, well, okay, guys, you better get it right. I mean, this is. I hope it works out. I mean, for you and for me and for everyone. If they stay at 20 and they just, like, I'm not going to get all worked up about it. I'm just like, hey, I don't care what you do. Just get it right.
I was never one of those fans. When we were doing the White Sox when they won the World Series in 05, we would get a bunch of calls. Said, if the White Sox won the World Series, I will never complain about the Sox again. Cubs fans used to always say that. All I want to see is one. Don't care. We know that was never true. We knew that it would only pacify us for a little while, and we'd still get angry. I am at the point as a Bears fan now where I'm just like, one time in my life, I want to see a run from a franchise stud quarterback. That's all I want is one. For the years, however many years I have on this earth, it's all I want, and I will never complain about the quarterback again. If I could get like a 10, 12-year run from a star quarterback, like we've seen Green Bay have, or we've seen with other teams.
Well, you won't know where you are in 15. I mean, you'd be peeing in your pants like I will. I mean, we'll be in the old guys' home together.
Yeah, reminiscing.
Like, we won't care. Yeah. Look, I mean, just get it right. Do you know what I'm saying? Get it right.
Of course.
Just get whatever position you draft. Whatever.
It's hindsight, yes, but that's your job.
Absolutely.
Howard and Skokie, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Howard?
Good afternoon. Slater doesn't get past 14. The Vikings have him as their top lineman. So you can do that. So, Tommy, I know you want to trick him at 20. It isn't going to happen.
He said if he slips. He knows that, Howard. No, he said if he slips.
No. The Vikings aren't going to let him pass by. Our friend told me that's what they have.
Howard, what if they miss their draft? They've done it in the past, haven't they?
That's only one pick. That's only one pick. If I'm the Bears, I trade Mac and I try to go to 4.
I don't think they want his salary. Why would Atlanta want an inflated?
I can't trade Mac for Julio Jones and the fourth pick. So Atlanta dumps the contract. The salaries work.
But they're dumping the contract, but they're taking on another one.
One of them can play. One of them's at the end of his rope, to say.
You would hope. I bet they're only a year and a half apart.
Well, that's the difference. $30 million make you enough to get to that pick.
Thanks, Howard. I don't know if the Bears, like, I don't know what the cap hit to the Bears is if, in fact, they traded Mac.
Yes, they still have a lot of dead money. They're still dead money.
Kicking that contract down the road, don't they?
They redid it again. Yeah, they redid it again. You know, I saw one more Atlanta thing here at 4. Paul Pabst, our good friend, we went to Southern
SIU
together.
SIU guy.
SIU. We went to college together. We were in classes together.
Were you guys friends back then?
Yeah, of course. Cool. Paulie said on Twitter today, he said, Jordan Love for Julio Jones solves two problems. Aaron Rodgers gets his team. He has no pressure from behind. They could sign him. And he gets a wide receiver to complement Davante Adams. Atlanta gets a quarterback of the future. And then they can trade out of 4, do whatever they wanted for.
What if the Packers feel about Jordan Love the way that they felt about Aaron Rodgers sitting behind Brett Favre?
Right.
Like, I don't know that you're going to be able to make that work.
It's just a different guy. It's not the same guy, though. Ted Thompson was the guy who thought that about.
No, I know. I'm just saying, though, what if they feel the same way about Jordan Love that Ted Thompson felt about Aaron Rodgers?
That we're so convinced that he's going to be great, we cannot give him up.
Yeah, and I don't
even
know
if Rodgers is mad.
Yeah.
332-3776. Our tribute to Mongo will continue. Stay on hold. We're going to take all of your Bears calls. There's a lot of them, and I got to get to my Matt Nagy point about drafting a second-round quarterback.
It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's Home for Sports.
ESPN 1000.
One thing that worries me, and Abdallah talked about his fear of drafting a second-round quarterback, you know, like a Kyle Trask. I feel like Matt Nagy thinks of himself as Kyle Shanahan. And you know how a lot of people say, like, Kyle Shanahan wants to get the type of quarterback to run his system. Like, you love watching Kyle Shanahan's scheme.
Yes.
Get the ball to the right spot, and the offense is going to do a lot of the work. Matt Nagy is not that guy. And I am fearful that Matt Nagy looks at the Mitch Trubisky experience, knowing that Mitch couldn't do the things he wanted to have done in the offense, thinking that if just a guy who can get to the right spot in the right time, like Kyle Trask, who's a little more accurate, someone like that could deliver the ball, that the, quote, offense will do the work. And then, therefore, we're going to have a quarterback who isn't as skilled, relying on an offense that's not nearly as good as Shanahan, and we're all going to be running in place some more. And just like they thought last year that Foles was the right guy because of the familiarity with the offense, and then that, oh, if we could just conform Trubisky into our type of quarterback, I'm going to take him on, I want the job, I think something, they couldn't make that work, they couldn't make Foles work. I'm fearful that, again, they're going to think that the offense is the thing, and it's not necessarily a quarterback. And we know that in Matt Nagy's offense, that's not the case.
No, it's got to be a blend of things. I said to you at the break, too, and I've mentioned this to you in the past, that three-game swing of them beating a bad Texans team, a bad Jags team, and a bad Vikings team is the difference between them being at 20 and them being inside the top 10.
All right, so then
drafting.
Stop telling me in December, like, that you want them to win. Stop. You keep complaining about this now.
No, I didn't say that.
Don't come back to me and cry over it.
I said to you, don't be giving me this crap about quarterbacks. That's what I said to you, and I kept telling you that you're going to get status quo.
You were right about that. You were right about that. But I'm just saying, don't bellyache about if we only would have lost, we would be drafting a lot higher when you say you never root against the Bears.
I don't root against them.
Well, you were really rooting for the Bears if you root for losses.
I'm sitting on my ass at home. Rooting has no effect on this team. You jackass.
Don't bellyache about it now.
I'm pointing out something that lost. Listen, I wasn't sitting in that chair, and that's where I was sitting at the time, telling you how fabulous it was beating the Jags. I was telling you that your dream of starting at the top and change everywhere was going to be gone.
You were right about that. I will give you credit for that. Ryan Pace today didn't meet the media, and as we continue to pull for Team Mongo and tell you more about how you can help, he did talk about Steve McMichael and the importance on the organization.
I just want to take a moment and give a special mention to Steve McMichael, just what he means to our organization. You know, he's a man I've gotten to know in recent years. He's absolutely one of the first guys we call every year to speak to our rookies. He epitomizes what it means to be a Bear. His passion, his drive, it always shines through every time he talks to our team. We're all thinking about him. We're thinking about his family and just knowing what he's going through.
That was a nice statement by Ryan Pace.
Like I said, he's a great guy.
And I love that they have included him and they've utilized a really smart guy. Mongo is the total package. You can help Team Mongo. And remember, this has been the key. If you want to buy a shirt where every proceed will go to Team Mongo, Obvious Shirts is the only place to get it. If you see any other website selling Team Mongo shirts, those aren't the ones that are benefiting Team Mongo. They're benefiting themselves.
Obvious so, Shirts.
Obvious Shirts is donating every cent of their proceeds to Team Mongo. You could also go to GoFundMe.com/Team Mongo, and they have raised $158,517.
Speaks to how he has touched and bonded with this entire Bears fan base and the community, and it speaks also to this community that is so very willing to help people in need.
And we talked to Mongo on Friday, surprised us by calling the show, and we wanted to continue to salute our guy, Steve Mongo McMichael.
I got to tell you, Steve, I mean, I was fortunate to play for 6 years, and there was never anyone that I respected more. And the ultimate teammate, there's no doubt about that. I know there are thousands of people that will say the same.
Well, Tom Mother, you know how I always felt about you.
Yeah.
I knew Harbaugh was going to string you up over the middle, brother. Oh, Lord. And if you were going to do that, you had my respect, brother.
And vice versa. Vice versa. You taught me a lot about being a professional, that's for sure. Whether it was something you said or how you carried yourself, there was no better teammate. And you made us all better, Steve. There's no question about that.
Well, you know, Tom, when teams are you know, in the crapper, and they're looking to change the culture, that means you got to get guys in there that are going to speak up and demand the change and demand it be done different. You know, the first thing I wasn't going to put up with was brother-in-law and in practice,
right?
Because you don't learn the speed of the game on Sunday doing that, baby.
No, absolutely not. Steve, you've always spoken so glowingly of the game of football. Is there any part of you that regrets anything about what you've experienced?
No.
The only thing I would do different is not let Henry Wacker come in the Super Bowl and get a safety the next series. I'd have stayed in one more series and got that.
And but, how, you know, that would have been, what, four safeties for you in your career, right? Aren't you the record holder?
Well, you know, Henry, one safety. Who's going to get two in the Super Bowl? He's tied with Bruce Smith, number one safety getter in Super Bowl history.
Wow. Sure. With one. It's amazing. Steve,
you know what I'd have done, Tommy? I was so damn dead serious about it. I should have had more fun.
Oh, stop yourself. Yeah, I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You know, no, but, you know, after the game was over, I'd go to Russian Division and dance at the disco. Well, after I sacked the quarterback, why didn't I dance like that on the field, baby?
Because you acted like you've been there before. That's how you did it.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah, you know how much our buddy Yurko loves you. Do you have a good Yurko story for us as well, as you guys were teammates in Green Bay?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I went up there, and I didn't realize he'd worn my number in high school, you know, hero worshiping me. I went up there, and they put us as roommates in training camp at that little college up there.
Uh-huh.
The first night, I realized he had sleep apnea, and he snored so loud. I got up out of my bed while he was still asleep and snoring, and had my pillow like poised over his face. I was going to suffocate him.
Hero worship.
That's fantastic. Have you had any interactions recently, Steve, with the Bears up at Hallis Hall?
Yeah, I want to talk about the Bears, baby. You know, over the years, I've heard the fans, you know, bad-mouthing them. Look, they didn't have to do nothing for me because the NFL already has those benefits, and I've applied for them, you know, programs and things. They didn't have to do nothing. Brian McCaskey was the initial one that called me, what can we do for you? And I've already got an ALS wheelchair that they paid for here at the house. When my legs go, I'll have it. You know, and they said, whatever we can do, let us know.
Right.
So I want Bear fans to realize you can be proud of that, being a fan of that team. You know, that's what I call class.
He's still super sharp. It's just the stories that he could still tell, the strength in which he does it. Obviously, he still needs a lot of help. GoFundMe.com/Team Mongo.
And I echo his sentiment about the Bears. Look, we've spent several hours today being upset about the way that they have run things in terms of football decision making. But they're stepping up and helping one of their own in a time of need. Makes me a proud alum of the organization.
A year ago on draft day, Matt Nagy called me just to say, hey, yeah, I heard about your diagnosis. Yes. No, they're all
They
class.
Are all good people.
Yes, I'm just frustrated with losing and not having a quarterback.
Right, absolutely.
Those are separate things.
Absolutely. But I echo what Mongo said. I know Brian McCaskey's been instrumental in helping with what they need. So tip of the cap to the Bears for helping.
Waddle's big board yesterday was quite controversial. The most comments, I think, on any of the top 10 in on our Instagram page. Ooh. A lot of people were talking about your number 4 selection. We're up to number 3 on the big board. Who's it going to be? We'll find out next. 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Selby is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. Mortgage interest rates have started to rise at the Home Loan Expert office. They're still locking in loans in the 2s. Find out how much you can save. Contact my guy, Ryan Kelly, at thehomeloanexpert.com.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Love hearing you sing the. There you go. Waddle loves to hit the instrumentals.
Wish I could play the guitar. I have one. I started and stopped.
You controlled it.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands sooner rather than later, so I'm probably going to learn then.
All right. I don't know what that means, but.
Well, I mean, I'm 54 years old. I mean. Like, at some points,
while you're drinking a beer, watching, like, a game, yeah, why don't you just start picking it up and seeing what you could churn out of that
thing.
There
you go. I will.
No, you won't. I know you. 312-332-3776 to the phones here in a moment. Bleck and Abdallah coming up in 10 minutes. Waddle's big board, big board. Success.
Big board.
Follow the Waddle and Sylvie account, Waddle and Sylvie account on Instagram. It's every day it's recapped on how his top 10 of the best players available on his board have been broken down. And a lot of great show content on there. Make sure you follow the ESPN Chicago Instagram account as well. Waddle's on Instagram at TommyBoy87. I'm there at Mark, M-A-R-C, A. Silverman.
Maybe for Aaron.
There you go. A-R-O-N.
I love that.
What do you got? So yesterday, Trevor Lawrence was number 4.
Did that upset some people?
A lot of people loved it. Said, Waddle for Bears GM. I've been saying this for a long time.
What were they saying?
Waddle, you're getting too cute. Like, there was a lot of good. Yeah. There was good NFL draft talk. It was exactly what we want.
I don't know how it's cute. I have 3 guys rated higher, regardless of position. Not taking position into consideration for the draft, to have 3 guys rated higher than Trevor Lawrence.
It's not their big board. It's not Instagram's big board. It's your big board.
So at number 3, the top offensive lineman, offensive tackle in the draft is Penei Sewell. And from what all of the experts say, he is by far the best offensive tackle in this draft. And he comes in at number 3 for me. There's not a whole lot to say.
He's better than Trevor Lawrence?
At his position, yeah, it's pretty impressive, isn't it? How many snaps of Penei Sewell did you see this year?
Well, none, because he didn't play, right?
Okay, so for you to sit there going, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, look, Trevor Lawrence going to be the first pick of the draft. He's going to be a good quarterback. Penei Sewell, what if Penei Sewell is a 10-time Pro Bowler at left tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals? And Trevor Lawrence has a nice career. Like, who had the more successful career, potentially?
Okay. Penei Sewell. I'll bring this up like I used to bring the Greg Oden stuff up over Kevin
Brown.
That's
true. I suck
you
at
know
drafts.
That. Yeah. Daryl in Lake Geneva. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Daryl?
Hey.
quick note about Mongo first. I was at a charity golf outing years ago, and Mongo was in the foursome in front of me, and every other hole, you hear this roar, and these guys were laughing their butts off. He was telling jokes every, you know, stories every other hole. We were all envious. The whole golf course could hear him, but he's a great guy.
Yes. Fantastic.
My point
guy.
On the draft, yep, he's wonderful. My point on the draft, I think Ryan Pace and the Bears organization are thinking back in the 70s and 80s that defense wins championships. We need a stud quarterback, a franchise. I looked at the last 32 years of the quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl. 27 of 32 were Hall of Fame franchise-type quarterbacks. I doubt the top 10 defenses won the Super Bowl. If we want to win the Super Bowl, a top defense has got to make the playoffs. And it's frustrating as a longtime Bear fan to not have even a decent quarterback that can't get over 4,000 yards. And it's offense today, not defense, that's going to win a Super Bowl.
Darryl, yeah.
It's both.
I want them to draft an offensive lineman in the first or second round. Don't give up. Mortgage the future. Three first-round draft picks to get a 30% chance on a quarterback. Let's draft a quarterback every year like Ryan Pace promised.
All right. There you go, Darryl.
I mean, like, we all feel great about Tom Brady. But the Tampa Bay defense was a big reason why they won that Super Bowl.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you got to be able to do both.
Most times, if you don't have the quarterback, like, defense is great. You wouldn't scoff at defense.
No.
But you're not, defense does not win championships in the NFL.
No.
And they may flare up every now and then, like, you know, and you've got to be on a great level. The only Super Bowl championship the Bears have ever won in their lifetime, not football championship, Super Bowl championship in the Super Bowl era, was when they had the best defense of all time. That's what it took for our Bears to win it. Not just a good defense, not just a great defense. We had to have the best defense of all time in order for our team to win.
I'm just saying that, I'm with you. You have to score in this league. The rules, they are in favor of offense, but you still have to play defense at a high level.
Our buddy Randy in Seattle. Hey, Randy, you're on ESPN 1000.
Boys. Good to hear the McMichael soundbite again. Really special. So, Sylvie, you asked if I'm going to be screaming on Friday if Ryan Pace moves up in the draft and gives away the farm to get a quarterback. Sylvie, I'm screaming already. I've been screaming for weeks. This is my worst nightmare. It scares me to death. And I can't say any more because you're running out of time. But absolutely. Draft at 20. Get a lineman, let it go, boys.
Yeah. That's Randy why, see, Randy, yeah, that's why you're a good caller right there.
Because he knew we were up against the clock.
You know you got to hit the post. Yeah, that's good stuff, Randy. Thank you. Call us Friday and let us know if you're happy, too. We'll see what they do.
I mean, part of me is like, look, if you move up and you use a bunch of first-round picks to draft quarterback, like, you were probably going to fail with those first-round picks in 2022 and 2023 anyways. What's the difference? You're going to fail early or you're going to fail late? I just hope they get the right guy. That's what I wouldn't move up. I wouldn't trade all that currency. I'm just hoping, regardless of what they do, just draft somebody that's worthy of wherever you pick.
I'm excited to see how this whole thing develops. So it's Thursday. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Thank you to Jeff Dickerson, Len Casper. Lenny's back on the radio station today, 6:30 pregame with Connor McKnight, and then Len and DJ. We've got Black and Abdallah here coming up shortly. Thank you to them for their great help. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a fantastic Tuesday.
It's the classic.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No, hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.